Be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Put the whole armor of God.
大家好，我是主播 Kiki。今天给大家分享的是 Ingrid Sister 的新歌 The Armor of God， 中文译名上帝的盔甲。以下是我对姐姐的相关问题采访，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。The first one for Sister today. So, what's the main source of stress that the song tells us to rely on? 今天的这首歌主要告诉我们主要的力量来源来自于哪呢？
The main source of our strength should be Jesus. He has won the battle against devil and death on the cross, and he commands us not to worry but leave our worries to him, because he will be with us until the end of the world.
我们的精神力量源泉是来自于耶稣本人。他在十字架上战胜了魔鬼与死亡，他命令我们不要再忧虑，把忧虑交给他，因为他会与我们同在，直到世界末日的最后一天。Second question, sister. So, according to today's psalm, our real enemies aren't people. Therefore, what are we actually fighting against with? 根据今天的这首歌，我们真正的敌人并不是人类，那我们实际上是在与谁对抗呢？
We are fighting against the powers under the heaven, the principles in the air, cosmic powers which have the only intention to take us away from Jesus and to draw us to hell and eternal suffering together with them.
我们正在与天下的权力、空间的统治者、宇宙力量做斗争，他们唯一的意图就是将我们与从耶稣身边带走，将我们拖入18层地狱，与他们一起遭受永恒的痛苦。Next question, sister. Today's song also mentioned that Jesus has already won. Why is such an important reason for us to be brave? 今天的这首歌的歌词也提到了耶稣已经得胜，为什么这是我们能够勇敢的一个重要的原因呢？
The principal of the kingdom of dark has a big army of demons and ugly dark angels. But in Jesus we are an army too, an army of the soldiers of Christ.
黑暗国度的原则包含着一支庞大的魔鬼军团与丑陋的黑暗天使。但在耶稣那里，我们也是一支军团，是耶稣基督本人亲领的军团。
When we are alone, we have no chance to stand against the attacks from the devil. He does everything to make our life difficult and that we perished in the end.
当我们孤身一人的时候，我们就没有机会抵挡魔鬼的攻击。魔鬼会尽一切努力让我们的生活变得艰难，最终让我们消亡。
But Jesus has won against him. In Colossians, it is written, chapter 2, verse 15.
在第二章第50小节之中，里面的写道
He
：“耶稣战胜了他。”
disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him.
他解除了统治者和当局者的武装，并公开羞辱他们，因为他向他们夸胜。
So when we stand with Jesus, we have reasons to be brave and to win this spiritual battle.
因此，当我们与耶稣站在一起的时候，我们就有理由勇敢并赢得这场精神上的战争。Next question, sister. So, could you please name the differences pieces of God's armor that are listed in this song lyrics? 姐姐，你是否能说出今天的歌中所列出的神的所有的盔甲呢？
The battle of truth, we walk in truth, no lying to others or to ourselves, and living a transparent life.
第一个，真理的腰带。 我们生活在真理当中，不要欺骗他人，也不欺骗自己。我们要过着忠于自己的透明生活。
The breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate covers our hearts and our lungs. Evil thoughts or good thoughts come out of the heart.
第二个，公义的护心镜，护心镜遮盖着我们的心与肺，邪恶的念头或善良的念头都源于内心。
And as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace, we shall always be prepared to bring peace and preach the good news about the gospel.
我们又要把平安的福音当做预备走路的鞋穿在脚上，我们要时刻预备好，带来和平，传扬福音的好消息。
In our circumstances, take up the shield of faith. With which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one.
在任何情况下，都要拿起信仰的盾牌，用它可以扑灭邪恶的一切烟火。
With our faith, we protect us and take the helmet of salvation. Salvation is protecting our thoughts.
用我们的信仰保护自己，戴上感恩的头盔，用感恩之心来保护我们的思想。
And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With the Spirit and the word of God, we attack the devil that he may flee.
以及用圣灵的宝剑，也就是神的话语，我们用圣灵和神的话语来攻击魔鬼，使他逃跑。OK。So, next question for Sister today. Why is shoes compared to a belt, which is the first piece of armor we should put on? 为什么真理被比作腰带？这件我们首先要穿上的盔甲到底是什么呢？
In the ancient days, Roman soldiers did not have trousers, they had a shirt and a belt who fixed the shirt. If we do not have a belt, the shirt can fall down or being blown up, and we feel ashamed.
古罗马的士兵当时没有裤子穿，他们所穿的战袍只是一层衬衫，还有一条固定衬衫的腰带。如果没有腰带，衬衫很容易就掉落下来，或者被风吹跑。我们就会觉得当时的人这样的行为很丢脸。
If we are a Christian, truth should be our first priority because Jesus called the devil the father of lies, and with a lie, he made even the garden fall.
如果我们是基督徒，真理应该是我们的首要任务，因为耶稣称魔鬼为谎言之父，他用谎言使伊甸园中的夏娃最终堕落。
So we look on Jesus, which is the way, the truth, and the life, and then we have to insist that we are not living a double life, but a transparent life in which nothing we have to be ashamed for.
因此，我们仰望耶稣，他是我们的道路，是真理，是生命的源泉。然后，我们要坚持本心。我们不是过着双重生活，而是一种透明的生活。在这种生活中，我们没有任何事情可以感到羞耻。Next question, sister, how can this shadow faith protect us in our daily lives when we feel attacked by negative thoughts or situations? 当我们感到被负面想法或者情况攻击的时候，信仰的盾牌如何在生活当中来保护我们呢？
Through faith, we can replace the negative thoughts through positive thoughts. That is, know the positive thinking as the world does.
通过信仰，我们可以积极的想法取代消极的想法，这与世俗的积极思维截然相反。
We have a powerful God who provides what we need and a book full of promises, the Bible, that gives hope every even after death.
我们有一位强大的上帝，他为我们提供一切所需，还有一本充满承诺的书《圣经》。即使在我们死后，也给予我们足够的希望。
So when something really is complicated and our thoughts are attacked, we can relax in our face or talk to the thoughts like to a nasty dog. You don't come here again. You have no right to be here because I am a child of God and believe that my God is bigger than you.
因此，当某件事确实非常复杂，我们的思想受到了攻击，我们可以放松我们的信仰，或者像对待吵闹的野狗一样与思想对话。请你不要再来这里，你没有权利生活在这里，因为我才是上帝的孩子。我相信我的上帝永远比你更伟大。Okay, next question. In today's song, the word of spirit is the only weapon for fighting back. So, what's that? And how can we use it when we face temptation or less? 圣灵的宝剑是唯一可以反击的武器。这指的是什么呢？当我们面对诱惑与谎言的时候，该如何去使用它？
The word of God is mentioned several times in the Bible. Jesus defended himself when he was tempted in the desert of the devil with the word of God in Matthew 4. In Hebrews 8, verse 12, it is written, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, of discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart."
圣经中多次提到上帝的话语。当耶稣在旷野中被魔鬼所攻击，他用上帝的话语为自己辩护。这在马太福音第四章中有所记载，在希伯来书第八章第十二小节章写道：“神的道是活泼的，是有功绩的，比任何一切的宝剑来得更快，甚至在灵与魂、肉与骨髓。”所面临的一切都能刺入、剖开，连心中的思想和主念都能辨明是非。
Unfortunately, some Christians abuse it as Peter when he cut the ear of the high priest's servant because he did not understand that he was not his enemy, but Jesus in his absolute love, his love which is also for his enemies, healed that servant.
不幸的是，一些基督徒都滥用了这一点，就像彼得那样，他割掉了大小祭司仆人的耳朵，因为他不明白仆人并非是他的敌人。但耶稣以他绝对的权威的爱，也包括他对敌人的爱，最终感化了那个仆人。Next questions: What does it mean to pray in all seasons, and how is different from only praying when we need help? 随时随地的祷告是什么样的一个理解方式呢？它和只需要在帮助时祷告又有什么不同？
There are different seasons in life, like seasons of the year, seasons of a lot of complication situations, seasons when everything goes smooth, and so on. How you mentioned, right? We should not only pray when we need help, but also pray when we should give thanks because God saved us for something or giving thanks that we may be His children.
人生有四季，有各种各样的不同。在面对充满复杂情况的季节当中，也有一切顺利的感动。你说的对，我们不仅仅应该在需要帮助时才祈祷，也应该在感恩时祈祷，因为上帝拯救了我们的灵魂，让我们感恩成为他们的子女。Next question, 谢谢。How could putting on the spiritual armor help you deal with a specific problem like stress at work or a conflict with a close friend? 穿上这身精神铠甲，如何能帮助您处理一个具体问题呢？比如说，面临工作压力过大，或者是与一个关系很好的朋友起了冲突。
When we not focus on the situation or the person which makes life at the moment difficult, we find more rest in prayer and we stop giving the fault to the situation or that person.
当我们不再关注于当下， 我们的生活变得艰难的情况，或者是更难的时候，我们会在祷告中寻求更多的安宁，不再把过错归咎于情况或者是具体的某个人。
When we know the person is a victim too, being used by the powers of the darkness, it is easier to pray for him or her and to forgive. And when we forgive, the devil loses his strength.
当我们知道这个人也是受害者，他也是被黑暗势力利用的时候，我们就会更容易为他祷告，也会更容易原谅他人。而当我们原谅的时候，魔鬼就瞬间失去了所有的力量。Okay, we enter into today's last question. Today's song lyrics ends by telling us not to be afraid because God hears. How does knowing that God is listening make you feel like God? 今天的这首歌最后要告诉我们，不要再害怕，因为神永远是倾听的我们。知道神在聆听，如何能让你感到不再那么害怕呢？
Of course, when I have troubles, knowing that there is a God who hears calms down, and when you calm down in a difficult situation, it is easier to see your true enemy and to find a solution to a problem which seems to be so very strong and high.
当然了，当我们遇到麻烦的时候，知道有一位上帝在聆听，我们就会内心平静下来。当你在困境中冷静下来，更容易看清真正的敌人，也更容易找到解决办法的时候，那我们就会最终变得强大。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家十月快乐，我们下期再会。
Be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Put the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of the darkness, the spiritual host of wickedness. Take courage because Jesus has already won. Be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Put the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Take the armor on every day, having girded your loins with truth. Put the breastplate of righteousness, take the shoes of the gospel of peace on. Be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might, put the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, and take the shield of faith to quench the fire thus of evil, the helmet of salvation and the sword of the word of God. Be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might, put the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Pray in our seasons in the Spirit, persevere in faith and truth. Don't be afraid of anything, because your tears and redemption is near. Be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might, put the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.